In next Tuesday's Democratic primary, Philadelphia Congressman Chaka Fateh will have to defend his seat for the first time in two decades. Federal corruption charges have damaged his reputation and brought three challengers into the race. State Representative Dwight Evans, Philadelphia Ward Leader Dan Muroff, and Lower Merion Township Commissioner Brian Gordon. Fateh says he's confident of acquittal at trial and victory at the polls because voters know his record. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Fateh has led the 2nd Congressional District since 1995. Since then, he says he sent billions back home through legislation and earmarks.
There are projects in housing, in transportation, in education. There are tax cuts. This is spending via the tax code, right? But it is spending nonetheless. There are dozens of projects through SEPTA or PennDOT.
Between 2008 and 2010, Fateh racked up 72 earmarks totaling nearly $75 million. That sounds like a lot of money, but a review of earmark spending by the watchdog group Public Citizens Against Government Waste found Fateh wasn't among Congress's elite performers in bringing back dollars to his district. Tom Schatz is the group's president.
Congressman Fateh was about average. In 2008, fiscal year 2008, he was ranked 236th out of the 435 members of the House. 2009, 229th. But in 2010, he jumped up by almost 100 over that to 130th. So in the third year, when earmarks were being identified and names were attached, he was in the top 150, which would essentially place him in the top third of Congress.
Fateh says he's brought results, and that's why voters have routinely returned him to office with overwhelming margins. This year is different. Voters have to weigh Fateh's record against troubling allegations that he orchestrated the theft of government funds to repay campaign debt. It's why now, more than ever, Fateh is talking up his achievements. On the campaign trail, Fateh often touts a pair of college readiness programs he created, Gear Up and Core Philly, now Core Scholars. Together, the programs represent a roughly $5 billion investment in education.
What I've done with through these programs is take young people who have been written off, and we think we've written them back in. We've given them an opportunity to aspire to and to go to college.
Gear Up is a national program. It stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. Ideally, students enroll in middle school and stay in all the way through high school. The program looks to make college a realistic goal and prepare students for the transition, academically, financially, and mentally.
Eighth grade, it was serious, but when we got to high school, like, it was, now I wouldn't say constant lectures, but constant reminders that, you know, high school's gonna fly by, and it flew by, and you know, college is gonna be waiting for you. Either you're gonna get into college or you're gonna be just a graduate of high school.
Jason Rodriguez grew up in North Philly and participated in Gear Up through high school. He's now finishing his freshman year at Rutgers University Camden. He says he still keeps in touch with program leaders. They motivate him to stay on track, to be the first one in his family to go to college and graduate. Since its start in 1999, Fateh says the program has helped more than 12 million students. He's cited that figure at debates and in interviews. But it's not entirely accurate. It comes from adding up the number of students enrolled every year over a long period of time. Since students remain in the program for multiple years, the 12 million figure counts many students multiple times. The U.S. Education Department can't say how many kids were helped overall. That doesn't bother Fateh.
I don't have any quarrel with the number, right? And I'm willing to say that if it's, you know, short by a million or embellished by a million, I'm fine with it. There's nobody in the Congress who sent more kids to college than me.
Core Philly's numbers do check out. The program has provided more than 23,000 seniors so-called last dollar scholarships to help cover first-year college costs at the Community College of Philadelphia and a host of state and state-related schools. But the program isn't without controversy. Most recently, the program was cited in the government's federal racketeering case against Fateh. The indictment alleges that a former CEO of the Educational Advancement Alliance and Fatah congressional staffer used $100,000 intended for Core Philly to help Fatah repay part of an illegal $1 million loan to his failed mayoral campaign in 2007. Here's what Fatah had to say about it.
Hey, how do you elaborate on something that's not true? I don't believe it to be true. I don't think there's any basis for the allegation whatsoever.
Fatah's federal corruption trial is scheduled for mid-May, nearly a month after the Pennsylvania primary. In the meantime, he says voters are more concerned with what he's accomplished in the district and what losing his seniority and a seniority-driven Congress would mean going forward. Given the choice, Fatah says voters will choose him on April 26th. No question. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.